You are listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Your host is Elder Ron, the Drunk Mormon Missionary. Every week he gets drunk and brings you the Drunk Mormon Gospel. His word is the drunken word of God. So sit back, pour yourself a drink, and enjoy.
All right, and welcome to episode 18 of the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. I am your host, Elder Rung, the Drunk Mormon Missionary. And today's episode is brought to you by MormonsSecret.com. We have this website. We have an unofficial sponsor for this episode. That's right. All you ex-Mormons out there, all you non-Mormons, all you people who have fetishes and fantasies of wearing Mormon secret garments while having sex or masturbating or just sleeping in it or maybe just walk into the bathroom just to kind of be, to get that reminisce of what it was like to be a Mormon, go to MormonSecret.com and order yourself a pair of Mormon garments. Or you can order it for your lover. Maybe you have that fetish and you just want to see your honey in some sexy cotton granny panties. Well, MormonSecret.com can help you out. It's free shipping anywhere in the U.S. They have catalogs for both mesh and cotton Mormon garments. And you don't need a temple recommend to do so. So visit MormonSecret.com. And enjoy. All right, we're on episode number 18 of the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Today, I am drinking gin martinis with a couple olives in it. I'm trying to kind of get my recipe down. Last night, I got really fucked up on vodka martinis. And, they were horrible. I just could not do it. So I went and busted open the gin today. With a little dry vermouth and some olive, green olive juice going on it. And I think I finally made myself a decent martini. I'm like really kind of proud of myself here. So, all right, before we start the episode, we're going to go ahead and kind of take the drunk Mormon sacramental swig of my martini here. Salute. All right, that was good. That was really good. All right, well, today we're going to take a little bit of a break from Drunk Book of Mormon Stories. Don't worry, we'll get back to it. This week, it seems like a lot of Facebook has been, I guess a couple weeks ago, was Mormon conference there in Salt Lake, and there were a couple of really bizarre talks that happen, and so those talks have been kind of floating around. The post-Mormon Facebook groups on the Facebooks, and one of them was actually taken from an April 2007 general conference where Relief Society President Julie Beck talks about the seriousness of drinking coffee. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this YouTube this excerpt from that conference talk, and we'll go ahead and I have a little something to say about it. The Drunk Mormon Missionary has an opinion about things. So here we go. I hope you enjoy.
My next story is about a woman I'll call Mary.
Okay. So apparently this sin is just so grievous. The sin that Sister Julie here is going to talk about is so horrible that she has to protect the innocent and keep the person anonymous. It's just vital because it's such a horrible sin. So we're going to call this person Jane Doe. No. Let's call her Slutfucker. No, I'm sorry. I know. That's too much. We're going to call her Mary. All right, so Sister Julie is going to marry. So when you hear Mary, think parenthesis marks of Mary. Go ahead, Sister Julie, or President Julie.
She was the daughter of faithful pioneer parents who had sacrificed much for the gospel. She had been married in the temple and was the mother of 10 children.
Okay, 10 children. So Mary's got 10 fucking children. Holy fuck, no. I want to know, how did Mary get through the day without taking 2 Valium and downing 3 martinis every night just before bed? Holy fuck, 10 kids.
She was a talented woman who taught her children how to pray, to work hard, and to love each other. She paid her tithing and the family.
Okay, let's talk about Mary's talents here. So according to the, in the eyes of the Mormon female higher-ups, apparently, talented women, what we've learned here, talented women within the Mormon faith can teach their children, A, to pray, B, to work hard, and C, to love each other. What I want to know is this really the extent of Mary's talents? I mean, because you got to be shitting me here, right? I want to know, can Mary cook? How about laundry? Laundry for 10 kids. Now, that's going to be a full-time fucking job every single fucking day. You know, that would be a talent she could have mentioned. So, but there's no mention here whatsoever about any talents that may mean a fucking goddamn thing to Mary. You know, it's all about the fucking kids and it's all about taking care of the house, right? You know, I want to know, did Mary paint? Maybe she was good at music. Yeah, maybe Mary had this potential of discovering uranium. Maybe Mary would have been the Madame Curie, you know. But alas, I mean, we're just never gonna know.
They rode to a church together on Sunday in their wagon.
Okay, so Mary rode to church with her kids every Sunday in a fucking wagon. A wagon. Okay, so what the hell? When did Mary live? 1890? She's going to church in a fucking wagon? So that's got to ask the question. Now, why the hell is Sister Julie here trying to protect Mary's name by changing her name to Mary? I mean, Mary, if she's taking a wagon to church, you got to figure that Mary's been dead quite. She's got to be dead for quite a while, right? I mean, she's not going to be really too offended with Sister Julie using this story, you know, unless dead Mormons sue. Now, we know that there's baptisms for the dead. Maybe there's like a judicial system of being able to sue on behalf of dead Mormons.
Though she knew it was contrary to the word of wisdom, she developed the habit of drinking coffee.
Okay, now we are getting to the horrible sin, the grievous sin, the sin that is so vile that Sister Julie here had to go and change the name of Mary to Mary. Mary, who has been dead for at least 100 years, because, yeah, that's right, Mary was, don't tell anybody, she was a coffee drinker. There, we said it, right? Oh, my fucking God. She fucking was a coffee drinker. How horrible, Mary. Mary.
And kept a coffee pot on the back of her stove.
Well, no shit. She kept a coffee pot in the back of her stove. If you have 10 fucking kids, how the hell are you going to keep up with all those kids without drinking a fucking pot of coffee a day?
She claimed that the Lord will not keep me out of heaven for a little cup of coffee.
I would hope the fuck not. I mean, you would have to be a pretty fucking goddamn petty god if one cup of coffee kept you out of heaven. You know, I can imagine, I have this image in my head of Mary's dead, right? And she's sitting in hell for that one cup of coffee. She's sitting on this fucking bench. She's waiting for, I don't know, some fucking paperwork or something. Little devils behind a desk trying to get everything squared away with the paperwork before they can process Mary. And she's sitting next to Adolf Hitler, right? And Mary looks at Adolf and is like, what are you in for? And Adolf's all like, oh, I killed about 3 million Jews. What about you? He's like, oh, I drink coffee. You know, at that point, you would have to think that Adolf slowly is moving away from that bitch and sliding over to Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, and like, hey, stay away from that crazy bitch. She drinks coffee. Oh, my God. No wonder she's down here with us.
But because of that little cup of coffee, she could not qualify for Temple Recommend. And neither could those of her children who drank coffee with her.
Oh my God, now we got the waterworks. Her children, she was feeding coffee to her fucking kids too. Oh my God, that is just, oh, I'm about to get emotional here, just like Sister Julie. And, you know, mind you, we are talking about drinking coffee. We're not talking that she didn't shoot up heroin with her fucking kids. Mary didn't smoke meth with her kids. She drank a cup of coffee with her kids. What a horrible fucking mother. You gotta think, I'm surprised that no one didn't call the fucking CPS on this bitch.
She lived to a good old age. And she did eventually qualify to re-enter and serve in the temple.
Yeah, she probably lived a good old age because she drank a cup of coffee a day.
But only one of her 10 children had a worthy temple marriage. And a great number of her posterity, which is now in its fifth generation.
Now, it's probably safe to say that the 9 kids who didn't stay Mormon did so because of the fucking religion, not because of their mom drinking a fucking cup of coffee, right? I mean, you have to question whether if you want to be in a religion that's going to have some fucking general authority crying over you for drinking a cup of coffee, right? Talk about like fucking guilt, fucking pressure on you to like be perfect. No wonder these fucking kids didn't stick with that shit. Good for them too. Now notice too, we don't hear anything. I'm betting that Mary's 9 other kids lived very happy, successful lives, right? They're probably doctors, they're probably lawyers, they probably have very healthy, happy relationships with their spouses and their kids. Because they had a mother who didn't give 2 fucks about stupid shit like drinking a cup of fucking coffee. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Live outside of the blessings of the restored gospel she believed in and her forefathers sacrificed so much for. That repentance isn't optional. We're commanded to repent.
All right, now she's going to finish up with, repent, because you drank a fucking cup of coffee. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Not let one.
How about this? Don't fucking worry about it. If you want to drink a cup of coffee, drink a fucking cup of coffee. If there is a God, I can guarantee he cares. If he cares more about coffee than about, like, starving kids in India, that's a fucked up God. You got to question that God that cares more about you drinking a cup of coffee than he does about letting kids starve all over the world, right? That's a fucked up God. But anyway, so that's the end of that. You got to ask yourself, or I have to ask myself, so what is it? What is it about coffee? I mean, would that... Now, it's from the, if any of my listeners who aren't Mormon know nothing about the Mormon faith, it stems from a thing called the Word of Wisdom. And I think I had an episode way back when about Word of Wisdom. You can go look it up on my podcast list and kind of recap of what the Word of Wisdom is. So, but I'm kind of thinking that... I kind of have this picture in my mind how that all came about for God, right? Just imagining what's happening, right? We have God Elohim, who's up there in heaven, the celestial kingdom with the Son Jesus. You know, I'm imagining Jesus is sitting behind his desk and he's sipping on a cup of Maxwell House, and good old Elohim walks up to Jesus, and walks up to his desk and he takes a sip from a mug, and the Jesus's mug, and imagine it probably has world's best son or some shit on that mug. And so God takes a sip of the Maxwell House and spits it out. And what the fuck is this shit? And Jesus is, oh, well, that's my coffee. I drink it every day. Kind of gives me a good kick. And God's all like, well, fuck that shit. Like, I hate coffee. It tastes like mud. Like, no coffee. Like, coffee's evil. I fucking hate coffee. I tell you what, send Joseph Smith, that Joseph Smith guy, go send him a memo about, like, coffee's fucking horrible. And no coffee, no more coffee. If you drink coffee, you're like a rapist. I don't want anything to do with you. So anyway, I think that's probably the reason, most likely reason why coffee became so like demonized within Mormonism. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't claim anything except to be a drunk asshole. It's either that or maybe drinking coffee. Maybe Mormons think if they drink coffee, they're going to turn into goblins or some shit like that. But, you know, I think at this point, no one's really going to know. But anyway, that's the podcast. This one's kind of a short one. Hope you enjoyed it. Anyway, if you want to listen to some of my other podcasts, feel free. I'm on Drunk Mormon Missionary. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, we're on Google Play, we're on Facebook. I even have a YouTube channel, but I don't really do a whole lot of shit with that yet. We're going to try and do a little bit more, figure it out. But that's a whole lot of fucking work, and I just don't like working a whole lot. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. I am your host, Elder Ron, and we'll get back to Drunk Book of Mormon Stories. We'll be finishing up with First Nephi. Hopefully we'll be doing that sometime this weekend. Anyway. May your day be good, and remember, fucking drink a cup of coffee. Like, don't sweat small stuff. Amen. Amen.